Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't think that we've ever seen basketball. We've had football shows and football years on this show that have been polarizing. Ideals about the Browns on how to bring them up the best, how to win, how to push away some of the distractions and things like that is best. You and I have had knockdown, drag-out arguments where people have been so divided on what the Browns should do in our past. I don't know if I've ever been through a period of time, and it's only been a month, where I have seen such a fan base divided between you and me on what the Cavs should do. And I'm going at you. By the way, I used to win. We talked about the Browns back in the day. And even still today, as we saw yesterday on the show, it can get very nasty, very mean-spirited between you and me. I think I've been respectful with you, and I think you have been with me, because I am still over here, arms crossed, standing straight, saying, no, I am not making these silly trades. I am not making these moves. Yes, I call them silly. Darius Garland is a two-time All-Star, and you and everybody else who agrees with you, including Chris, are wrong. But you say you have a way to get away with trading Darius Garland here. And by the way, you haven't been mean-spirited to me. You're just trying to bring me across the aisle with you. Because I'm like, hey, man, I'm not making any... And that even includes Jared Allen. It's gotten to the point where I'm like, why aren't we talking about Jared Allen? Well, you're not going to get as much a return out of Jared Allen as maybe you would Darius Garland. But the returns I'm hearing just aren't worth it. So as respectfully as I can, please go ahead and try to change my mind one more again here at the end of this week.
So I think the prevailing wisdom has been, man, if Darius leaves, what are you going to do to replace the shooting? And to that, I can't tell you anybody's going to replace, especially the first 3 months of the season. Darius was 50-40-90. He was one of the best shooting guards in the league. He was one of the most clutch guys in the league before this Halliburton run in the playoffs. Darius was unfazed, and he looked like he had gotten over all the small, you know, nicks, the bruises, the little things that hold him back, the year from hell that he had a year ago. And then he put on a show this year, and he was a deserved All-Star, and he was on his way for All-NBA. Unfortunately, he regressed big time the final 2 months of the year, and then just not his fault at all, the toe thing. And we're forever going to be wondering, you know, what would have happened this year. And what would have happened with Darius? But sometimes you have to look at your situation and see that, you know, he's a highly paid, big-time max player who has performed well under that in the postseason. So you're not going to replace his ball handling and his shooting perfectly. But the roadmap for this team to get better, I have said, and it is my belief, that they need to get longer, they need to get more athletic, they need to be tenacious come playoff time. I don't know that Darius is ever going to fit that mold. I truly do have reservations. And then just furthermore, watching the finals and seeing Alex Caruso, TJ McConnell, and then you realize, oh, it's not just about shooting. It is about doing all these little things and making every possession count and being able to lean on some of that defensive aptitude that you're never going to get. One thing I know, we're never going to get a plus performer defensively from Darius. But the shooting, we are so focused on shooting, shooting, shooting. Why? Because it's the NBA now. The league is totally different. You need to have spacing on the floor, and you need to have guys that can shoot it. Well, Darius can shoot it. Why would I want to try to replace that? I think part of it is because the league has evolved so much over the last few years that, and way beyond what we had seen 10 years ago from Golden State when they had kind of set the bar and ushered in a new era of shooting in the NBA, I do think more guys can shoot in the league than ever before. Guys you've never heard of, guys that don't necessarily shoot it well in the regular season, can have a good run in the postseason. And for example, I mean, who would have thought? Like, the Pacers were a really good shooting team throughout the regular season, but Andrew Nembhard was a 29% shooter in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's like 50%. And so these vagaries in shooting, I think, do kind of highlight that maybe you can sacrifice the shooting of Darius Garland and piecemeal it together come postseason by just having, I already think we've got pretty good shooting on our team. Unfortunately, the highs and the lows of that, what happened to Ty Jerome come playoff time? Well, his shooting dropped off a cliff. It just goes to show you that these things ebb and flow, but the one consistent come playoff time is, can you defend every possession? Can you make good decisions every possession? Can you play confidently? Guys like Mathurin, I mean, you see what he was basically benched at times in the Cavs series after the flagrant foul, and then in the Knicks series, came back with a vengeance. What did he have, 28 points in the last game? I think this league has shown that you can make up. You can make up for the lack of shooting on a game-to-game, series-to-series basis. What you cannot make up for is a lack of defense, and you cannot make up for a lack of athleticism. You cannot make up for a lack of length. And this is a situation where you have to give up something to get something. And I am willing to sacrifice some of Darius's gifts to bring in and remold this lineup.
I have an answer to that, but I want to get to the phones here first. 216-474-0092. Jeffrey in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Yeah, you know, first I want to say that trade for LeVert and Niang, that was a bad trade because this guy hasn't. We got from Detroit. This guy hasn't done anything. He couldn't run. He couldn't carry LeVert house shoes, man. LeVert was used to fly on the brakes, always at the ball. This guy just standing in the three point lane and missed shots. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
Wait, are you talking about DeAndre Hunter?
Yeah.
You were really disappointed in DeAndre Hunter?
Absolutely, absolutely. For Caris LeVert. Did you see what Caris LeVert do when he was here? He did everything.
I think also Caris LeVert, when he was asked to do a lot of things. Caris LeVert is the type of player that I think I'm arguing against when it comes to Anthony. I mean,
talking about our seventh guy, eighth guy, like he was the difference in whether or not they'd win in the playoffs.
That's the real problem, Jeffrey, is the guy that they just traded for?
That's one of them.
Okay.
The second problem is you got to admit that our guys, even Evan Mobley, he hasn't develop a signature shot yet, but he has improved. Most of the guys on the team has improved, but we got the same coaching problem that we had with Bickerstaff. This coach can't turn the corner, and I don't think he's gonna turn the corner at no time in Cleveland. Thank you.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you very much for the call. It is summer, and that sounds like a summer call to me. 216-474-0092. So my answer to you is this. You have given me two guys who are examples here, not of the usual names that we always talk about. You've given me two names here that are examples of up and down guys. Andrew Nembhard, who goes from 29% to 50% from the regular season to the playoffs. Benedict Mathurin, who has been a guy who's gone from hot to cold during the postseason here. But you're talking about also the pressure that comes in the postseason. I understand what you're saying here, and I'm being respectful as possible. Usually I try to talk down to you because it's more fun.
Well, we're all just debating how to make the Cavs better.
And it's your birthday. I look at the pressure that these guys are going to have. Whoever you trade, if you were to actually move on from Darius Garland, you're going to get probably more guys, but I don't think you're going to get a guy who's as talented as he is. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on that guy. There's already a bunch of pressure on Darius Garland. Darius Garland has the most pressure, but of all these guys, I believe he has the higher ceiling. That's why I stick here. the guys that you're giving me, I could get them, and I could never see a guy like an Andrew Nembhard ever do it again. I could see a guy like Benedict Mathurin becoming a piece of trivia that you do in a bar on a Thursday night after a Darius Garland trade. See, that's my issue. It's not me. You know, the conversations about how disappointing this Cavs team has been and how we want to move on from these guys, you know, I didn't make him an all-star. We didn't stuff the ballot boxes like it was Major League Baseball and made Darius Garland an all-star. Darius Garland is an all-star in his own right. He didn't win any popularity contest with anybody. So the league feels that this guy has done very, very well, and he has done very well. I haven't made him the next big thing. I haven't said the type of things that Steph Curry has said about him. So it's not our creation. There's a really good basketball player here that is going to, yes, he is slight. He is not that big, and I have worries about that, certainly. But when we're talking about length versus guys who have their overall ceiling, this is why I stick and say, I think we're looking in the wrong places if we're talking about making changes here. I'd rather look in the place of Jared Allen. If we want to talk about glue guys, I think I get more glue guys with a Jared Allen move than I do with a Darius Garland move. Now, that's a little bit harder to do, because I think that is more the category of finding guys who are in this name frame of Nembhard, Mathurin, and then you get to Caruso and McConnell and guys like that. Because I'm seeing guys in the finals, hey, they're doing really, really well. Am I going to be able to repeat that with guys who aren't in the finals? Because that's who you're getting trades with. 216-474-0092. I don't believe we are, and that's why I stick with this. Herm Edwards was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. Really good football coach. I think this is a bad idea.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them, but you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. Midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks. Not one, you drafted two of them.
Would Herm Edwards still say that if his name was on a door? Would Herm Edwards think that if his name was still, if he still had an office at an NFL facility, would Herm Edwards ever think something like that? A lot of respect for Herm Edwards, like Herm Edwards, and I see Owen shaking his head. Herm Edwards ain't saying none of that if he is still in charge of a football team. There ain't no way in hell.
Like, you mean if he's trying to just save his job this year?
Not even that. But doing what's responsible for 52 other guys. Doing the responsible thing. Like, am I nuts? Am I the one who's not living in reality, or is it everybody else when it comes to this sort of thing? There's got to be people in Cleveland who see this as real. Like, these are real things. This isn't a video game. This isn't a fantasy team. There's real outcomes and real people that are affected here. And you have to be able to split the two. I have to be able to split what's real and what's not between this football team and what's to come and what could be. Why are we talking about starting rookies here week one? We drafted rookies. You're drafting them in the third and fifth round. So clearly there's deficiencies there. I'm going to start the season with these guys, with one of these guys. Eventually, we all know how this goes. Eventually, a rookie is going to play. But just here, such an attitude from an NFL head coach. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry at all. That's irresponsible.
Well, I guess I'm
really
confused.
Surprised to hear
the
that from a former NFL head coach.
The season is long enough now. It's 17 games in 18 weeks. Like, I don't see the rush to have to start somebody
so
by
you agree
week
with
one.
Me.
Like, I leave the door open. Like, yeah, if a guy just dazzles.
Yeah.
If a guy looks like Jaden Daniels, like, okay, then, you know, you're not going to deny what could be potential greatness.
I'll meet you halfway.
I hear from
There's
Ken.
There's a big difference between 94 and 144.
Well, wait.
Well, wait here for me.
Well, under Ken's thought process this whole time is you got to stop looking at Shador as a fifth-round pick.
Well, because
you got to look at him as a player that we had once talked about as a second overall pick.
Well, if I'm going to give him a chance at all, I think I got to do that, especially if it's an open mind. But I do think we have to be under the term of rookie versus veterans. And guys who are super veterans like Joe Flacco, who's actually played for this football team before. He's the only one who's actually been with this group of guys in the past. Yes, Owen, I'm sorry.
Should the coach be playing schedule game? Because this the first 6 weeks does not look like a rookie-friendly schedule.
It does not.
Especially right at now. 94 and 144.
It is a sticky wicket right there.
Well, unstick it for me.
Do I want to play the schedule game with how to start?
No. Because you don't need to actually play the schedule game. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think, I kind of was with Herm, but you're right. If he was the coach of the football team who was coming off a 3-14 season, I mean, he coached my team for a little bit, and he would not have done that that time.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Unless they took the guy number two overall. If he was two overall, we would have talked differently.
I feel like so much like some of the times I'm talking to a brick wall, I'm going, guys, you've watched football forever. You're fans. You've watched it forever. You know damn well there's a difference between doing what's right by the rest of your team and just wanting to be entertained. Because I don't think anybody think that there's a real future with Kenny Pickett other than maybe Kevin Stefanski and some guys around him. All right? So that might be Ken, you got to deal with the reality here where there's football guys who know way more about football than you who think that Kenny Pickett could be something. Fine. Okay. I'll meet you halfway on that one. Joe Flacco. He's 40 years old. This may be his last year, more than likely. Okay. But when it comes to the rookies, it feels like I'm going to spike them and spike the season. I got to go with the guys who have the best chance to earn the respect of the players from the very get-go. And rookies aren't necessarily going to be able to do so. It's not a young football team. This isn't a complete reset. You have veterans in that organization right now. So I got to deal with the reality of it. And the reality of it is that while we all just want to be entertained and have something to talk about, and that's where I think 95% of this comes around, I got to say something about the Browns. It's much more fun to talk about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel than it is to talk about Kenny Pickett. And Joe Flacco was a nice story, but I think everybody's looking at Joe Flacco like his career's over after this. It's much more fun to talk about them. But, man, I got to really actually try to beat football teams and guys who give me the best chance because I just can't lose a locker room before the season even starts.
Well, you wouldn't lose a locker room if a player was put on a show every day and it was undeniable. Like, didn't we have sound from who was it? Newsom talking about yes. Shedeur has already and shown he's a leader and he's taken over that locker room. Like, that's the kind of stuff that if you hear more and more and more of that, then you have to be open to it, and then you got to throw out where a guy was drafted.
I would absolutely. I'm not going to be so close-minded, but man, it's very, very hard to believe that if I do have four quarterbacks there, how many opportunities are going to get to really show me here, to really show me anything? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to play that Greg Newsom if you want.
Right on ahead, please.
He's been amazing. A sponge, I would say. I mean, it's just crazy that a guy this young with this much notoriety can just handle media and things like that. I think his dad has really taught him how, you know, to be that guy in the spotlight and understand that what comes with it. And I think he's been doing an incredible job of just learning and getting better each day.
That's from NFL Network, Good Morning Football. But if
that's great.
If
that's
those
what you
guys,
want out
of the guy. If Myles Garrett, who, you know, he knew the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The quarterback plan, or he didn't, whatever, when he re-signed. But Myles Garrett, Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, who all love, you know, Joe Flacco, if Shador came out or if Dylan Gabriel came out in training camp and was just clearly the guy, right? They would all love that guy too. I don't think you'd get anybody going, I don't know if we should play this rookie. He's a little undersized. If he's killing everyone in training camp, all the veterans on the team are going to get behind him.
That is true. Everybody else wants to win. I don't want to, if he's that good, guys, I don't want to just sit there and deny him. But do we have faith that he's going to be that good in real time? The guy fell to the fifth round. Did he just call everybody's wives' names when he was in these meetings? Is that why he fell to the fifth round?
He wore headphones.
What on earth could he have done? I don't even believe that. Deion said it, but I love Deion, so maybe it is the truth. I accidentally knocked a pen all over the room by that. Now you guys are going to accuse me of throwing pens over this issue. I know what you're going to do in there. I mean, come on, guys. There has to be a happy medium. And to just start the guy because he's a rookie, it's asinine to me. It's asinine. They see him every day in practice. They'll see him every day in camp. That's why I hit my head against the wall. Well, Ken, we got to see him. Well, they're going to see him. They're going to see him in practice. They're going to see him in the facility every day. They're going to see him in the meetings. So if they don't think the most desperate team in the NFL to find a quarterback, if they don't think that he's able to go out there, why do I need to see him? They're the ones who are supposed to be good at evaluating this. Why do I need to see that guy go out there and not be able to protect himself and get himself injured, or possibly his wide receivers injured, or possibly other people injured, and lose football games and kill the morale of the fan base and kill the morale of the organization and kill the morale of everybody connected to this thing? Why do I need to see him? Just because we're curious? We got to operate in reality here for a moment. You'll get your Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. I promise you, you will. They're both, I think Dylan Gabriel is an adult, quote unquote, and he will be fine halfway to later on through the year. And the same thing is with Shador Sanders. We will get those guys. Starting them week one, killing your season, having the better chance to kill your season than to really start it well before it even starts, it is just irresponsible. In every way I can say it. Tony in Mansfield, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, yeah, so, Ken, I agree with you as far as, like, the team is going to see what Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders is throughout the practices, training camps, all of those things, this mini camp. But if they're not ready to start week one because of those things, then obviously that tells me that we have to draft a quarterback next year. Is that not right? Because, I mean, if they can't beat out a Joe Flacco and a Kenny Pickett, then it is what it is. It's not us saying we have to see what they have. That's for the fans, right? The coaching staff and who's evaluating these quarterbacks, they're going to see what they have in practices.
Tony, you know, exactly. Exactly. All we want to do when we say we got to see what we say, we got to see these guys when we say that, we just want to have our arguments and decide whether or not we were right or wrong and whether or not our buddies were right or wrong. And mostly we just want to prove our buddies wrong in these things.
Exactly. And that's what it's going to tell us. If they're not going to be starting, if these two rookie quarterbacks are not going to be starting quarterbacks, then that tells me right now they are not ready. and they will be backups. Now, maybe something magical will happen eventually, which is a very, very small percentage where something clicks and they develop. But if you can't beat out a Kenny Pickett and a Joe Flacco, next year we're going to take our two first-round picks and whatever picks we can get, and we're going to throw it at the best quarterback we can in next year's draft.
And that's perfectly fine. Tony, thank you very much for the call. You know, Tone, you said it last year, and I was about – by the way, I was on the other side of this last year. When it came to DTR, I threw up my hands. I go, yeah, fine, let's go see what we have in DTR. And you said, haven't we already seen enough in DTR? What do we really need to see in DTR? What do we need to see of them? What do we need to see? Yeah, we've had plenty of guys. We need to see them. For what? So we can argue with each other about the guy? So I can prove to some guy I thought I zinged on social media that DTR was good or bad in our arguments? Why? They're the ones who actually have an outcome in this skin in the game. How many guys who we have said in the history of Browns football since 1999, we got to get a look at them, and then we found out really quickly, yeah, we've seen enough by the end of the first quarter. All of them? Most of them? All but two? Three out of 40? Three guys in this scenario? Johnny Manziel, we got an eyeful day one against the Cincinnati Bengals. Baker was worth it. Baker's one of those guys. He is a more of a 10th to 15th to 16th best quarterback in the league, but he was one of those guys. Absolutely true. He's also the number one pick. He also had a lot of those intangibles that you would make as a franchise quarterback. When you're late waiting that long to take those guys, hey, there's going to be different outcomes here. I remember this conversation, and I should have remembered it even last year when you and I were talking about DTR, but I fell under the spell of, well, you know what? It's November, and I got to talk about something with the Cleveland Browns because this really sucks. So I even fell under that spell. But we did this years ago with DeShone Kizer, and I was the biggest bastard in the city going, you can't just start this guy. Well, Ken, he's supposed to be the best quarterback we have. Well, yeah, he's not the most ready. And then they went out and, well, we got to see what we have in DeShone Kizer before we go on to another quarterback. Yeah, we got an eye full of DeShone Kizer. And he wasn't ready to defend himself, and he wasn't ready to lead an offense or a football team. And you spiked that career before you even had a chance. I got to learn from previous mistakes with other previous regimes here. It doesn't just happen. By the way, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Don't know yet, but it'll be Italian. It'll be something Italian.
Your sister's coming into town. Owen asked this question. I think it's a great question. Should you be able to just order anything you want on the menu?
Yeah, when it's on somebody else's dime. Like, is that different from having the expense, you know, where you can expense the whole thing?
Yeah.
If you have the company credit card and they're just like, hey, have at it. Just get whatever you want. Like, is it different when you're with a family member?
I have a story to tell you about that later. I think it actually has to do with the day of with the actual birthday. If you're 44... I'm not getting anything with MKT in the price range there, and I'm probably trying to keep it under a hundo, if I'm you. Now, I don't know. The niceness
you're
of the restaurant you're going
your
to.
Your total portion of the bill, we're talking drinks and everything.
Yeah, because when you go to a nicer place and you get an appetizer, if you do a salad, maybe a split right of salad, okay. And then at minimum we're two drinks.
24 already.
At minimum two drinks.
That's... And you said a nicer place?
Yeah,
you're already at $45, $50 bucks, and you haven't even bought your appetizer yet. I think, did you initiate this or did she?
She said wherever you want.
Then you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, she said
you get to buy whatever you want.
She didn't say within reason or anything that. And, you know, she's got it.
Don't waste this opportunity.
She's got no kids.
Go all out.
She's got it.
You are her kid.
How she lives in Chicago in the restaurant she goes to.
The cats aren't here. You get when the cat's away, you get to eat all the steaks.
She did basically raise you in so many ways.
Yeah.
You are like her kid. But it's 44. It's not 40 or doesn't 45 matter. Or 50.
Doesn't matter. She said that she's treating. Go all out tonight, Anthony.
Does it matter that she didn't come in for this? There was unfortunately a death. So she's coming in, doing the funeral, and then this just was a bonus. Like, oh, well, we might as well do something.
Yeah, she could have just come and said, I've had something that affected me, and this doesn't affect you, right? So she's here for the funeral part, right? Like, you're not doing that.
I want to go to this thing and make it my goal to make the dinner sadder than the funeral.
Come on by. Yeah. Stop on by. We'll be in Little Italy.
Anthony, I think if you go to this and you don't go all out, you've wasted an opportunity here.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
What we heard from some of the coaches yesterday at Cleveland Browns mandatory minicamp, not named Kevin Stefanski, one of them including offensive line coach Mike Bloomgren, who talked about the prospects for the offensive line this year and how the players are hungry for success this season.
You have to be true to yourself. Players at any age feel like when you're not being genuine, and they know it. They can tell how much I love this game. These guys want to be pushed, and they do. They want to be great, and that's a fun group to work with day in and day out.
Are we overlooking the offensive line this season?
We're looking at the offensive line coach this season. I'm getting excited about this guy. He had a press conference.
Getting you fired up?
This is tough talking Mike Bloomgren. I respond to this sort of thing. This is the type of thing I'm raised on, man. I like this stuff.
I noticed it, Kenny. I know I was mostly talking basketball on the phone in private conversations and gossip sessions when I was at camp the other day. But one thing I did notice, you noticed the offensive linemen were not far from me. And they were doing drills, and you could hear one coach above all others, and it was that dude. It was noticeable. It was coaching like, honestly, you head on out to, what is it? When did two-a-days or when did the old two-a-days start in high school football? Was that late July?
No, was early August. Usually it was the first week of August, yeah.
All right, go to any high school field in the country, as long as you're allowed to be there and within 500 feet, you will hear the offensive line coach above all else. You will hear, that was what was noticeable. Now, as far as the actual offensive line,
football guy,
the fact that you're seeing Betonio, Teller, Conklin and DeJuan Jones minus about 75 pounds. I think there is reason to be excited.
This is why I knew Lima was far away from everything else going on, because offensive line drills are always in the far corner, way over there. And the only thing you can hear is the football coach. Hey, 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 need some juice. Let's go. Need some juice.
He was also making it abundantly clear where the head needs to be, the head level.
Getting in the trenches, baby.
Wasn't even talking pad
getting
level.
Getting in the trenches.
Head level.
Head. Head. Need some juice. Let's go. Get off your ass. Let's go. That's the only person you can hear. That's why my voice is so hoarse during the football season.
Mm-hmm.
I take those D linemen and I go way over there. That's what I got to do too, man. Love it. Love it. Get going, Mitch. Come on.
Now, I hate to bring your spirits down a little bit, but we're going to hear another clip from Herm Edwards in the afternoon show yesterday talking about the offensive line in relation to the Browns' identity this season and the run game.
This is even going to be more interesting. Who are they building an offense around?
I mean,
that has something to do with quarterback, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of run game.
Well, we say that, but they were 29th running the football. There's only 32 teams.
No, I know, but they drafted two running backs, though. You know, that's why you took Judkins in the second round. You took Sampson.
All right, Tone, what do you got?
Wait, is he saying the running backs we took couldn't block?
The two rookies, yes. Judkins and Sampson. Mainly because they're rookies. So you got to get used to that on the professional level.
All right, I mean.
I believe he's saying that the running backs can't block for themselves in last year's 29th ranked offense in rushing.
Well, they were caught. I think last year they were definitely caught between two different philosophies. One that involved four and one that didn't. And once four was out of the equation, they were kind of sent scrambling. Now, did they do a good job being able to move on the fly and adjust on the fly? No, they didn't. Well,
and Ken has chronicled the offensive line coach of last season.
You know what you need more of? You know what you need more of if we're talking about these running backs?
Guys.
Base! Base! Hands, feet, base! Hip! Hip! Hip!
Just moving like big old fat cats. Bring your fat ass over here to my drill, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Chin straps on, baby. Sorry.
Speaking of fat cats, yesterday in Columbus, Ross Bjork talking about the Ohio State situation with Big Noon kickoff, which will have Ohio State versus Texas this upcoming season. Mm. Talking about the Buckeyes' relations to Big Noon.
I think our program, our fans, deserve some marquee night games. Texas, in the contract, they have the ability to approve or not if the game moves off of a Saturday. We ask them. I don't blame them. But really, at the end of the day, there's no flexibility in the contracts. We have carried the day for Big Noon. There's no question about it. If you look at the viewership, we understand why we're picked all the time, but we're hoping just more flexibility.
Just because you're big for Big Noon doesn't mean you got to like it.
Well, this is what you do. You take the check. And most teams, when they go to these big conferences, in the words of the great Bud Elliott on a podcast that you can hear on the Odyssey Network of stations, on the Cover 3, you usually take the check and take the losses. With Ohio State, it's you take the check and you take the inconvenience. Because if they're giving you $1 billion, they're going to stick you where they need you. And that is a ratings winner, Big Noon kickoff. Sorry, guys. You want that TV money, that's what you're going to have to do.
You know, again, I'm a Buckeye alum. And also someone who now has to get up on weekends at 5:30. So this doesn't affect me. I love the noon kickoffs. As long as I'm not doing a game at noon, I love the noon kickoffs. Not a huge deal to me. But man, are they clearly incensed about this down the road two and a half hours.
Another Buckeye point. Do you know who was another great Buckeye? DeJuan Jones.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got a weird theory about him and Andrew Berry coming up momentarily. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, finally, we had some, speaking of big football games, the OHSAA approving yesterday the number of qualifiers for the upcoming state football tournament will be reduced from 16 to 12, the top four teams in each region earning a first round bye, a move that you said, Ken, was the governing body getting something right.
Awesome.
They actually listened to their members, and their members were all telling them the same thing over the last year.
Well, when this first came out, I had a lot of guys who living in the glory days, and it's not like I'm not living in the glory days. First off, my days of glory were not glorious, but when I'm just yelling football stuff from in the background, yeah, you could tell I have a passion for the game. But there were a lot of people who were my age going, Ken, wouldn't you like one more game? Wouldn't you like one more game? It's one more game. I go, yeah, when you're 1-9. a lot of these guys are going to go play other sports. They want to get ready for basketball season. They don't want to go through the motions of a week of practice when it's cold out to go get hammered by Eds. They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So just move on
some
with your
huge
season.
Mismatches. Now
Eds
they get
gets
buys.
To move on with theirs. They now, get a bye week.
Now,
yeah.
I will say, I think we could do some tinkering. We'll see how this plays out in another year.
Also,
do we need to hand out seven state championships?
Well, that's, I mean, that's another
and
conversation.
D1 only has 72 teams.
Well, I think we need to do some eight-man football, too. But that's, again, we don't have much time for that in this segment.
But I don't know. Winning a division that has 72 games, I think they've marginalized it. 72 teams, I think they've marginalized it a little bit.
I do think you're right about that. But when you have, I know ticket prices or ticket sales was a big issue. When you use three home games now for the higher seed, that's a lot better.
Because people, I agree.
You got a better chance to bring them out at the hometown. They don't want to travel as much. Some of these places for after like the second round, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like the Perry play, I remember back in the day playing out in Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
No offense out to there, but you guys don't want us all traveling out there. We don't want to travel out there. So what the hell? You don't want to do any of that. So this was a move for the better. I'm glad that they went back.
And that's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding, Mitch. Very well done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.